Today's Amud is Yevamos Yedches Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yed Zayin Amud Beis, 19 lines in the bottom by the words Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. So today we get the special zchus of learning the sugya of Zika. One of the most famous, well-known sugyas in Mesaches Yevamos is the sugya of Zika. Mamish, not a very difficult sugya. Just it's kedai to first just understand the concept of Zika before we jump in. So the concept of Zika is like this. Anytime you have a case of Yibam, you have Reuven who's married to Mrs. Reuven, and Reuven dies without having any children. So now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, she falls to Yibam to Shimon. So now naturally, there's on some level, there's a bond that is naturally created between the Shemeris Yavam, between Mrs. Reuven, and the Yavam and Shimon. There's a bond between them. That bond creates certain halachic realities. The fact that they have this bond, so there's certain halachis that apply. For example, we know that Mrs. Reuven is not allowed to marry anyone else. She's not allowed to marry Baruch. The only one that she's allowed to marry is Shimon. And even Shimon, they don't have to do regular kiddushin. They could just jump midaraisa at least, and they could do yibum. They could just do nisuin, and like that they're done, and like that they're fully married without even doing any sort of kiddushin beforehand, at least on the daraisa level. So there's definitely, to some degree, there's some sort of bond that's formed anytime you have a case of yibum. So when Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, there's some sort of bond that's formed between Mrs. Reuven and Shimon. Now the question is how strong is that bond? So there's going to be a man da'amar who says yesh zika. The man da'amar says that there is zika. Literally, that's a translation. Yesh zika, there is zika. It just means everybody technically agrees that there's a concept of zika, that there's some sort of bond that's formed between Mrs. Reuven and Shimon. But the man da'amar who says yesh zika, he holds that bond is almost like kiddushin. It's mamish like they're married, and we'll talk about different nafkamina shortly. But the man da'amar who says yesh zika, he holds, at least on a derabbanan level, that not only is it aser for Mrs. Reuven to marry Lashuk, not only is there a concept of zika that now Shimon could just go ahead and do yibam, but there's other nafkaminas as well, at least midrabbanan, but on other gzeiras that apply because of this quasi-marriage that naturally is formed between Mrs. Reuven and Shimon. When Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, they have this connection that the man da'amar of Yesh Zika views it almost as if they're married, like they're husband and wife. And that's going to create all sorts of nafkaminas. Because they're mamish, they're like husband and wife, Yesh Zika, as opposed to the man da'amar who says Ein Zika, so he holds that the Rabbanan never made these gzeiras, with only what the Torah says, that there's Mrs. Reuven is not allowed to marry Lashuk. She could just do Yibam to Shimon. With regards to that, yes, Ein Hachanami, they're connected, but Ein Zika. There's no extra strong connection. There's no super connection that's formed between Mrs. Reuven and Shimon. They're not mamish like a married couple. So the man da'amer Yesh Zika holds the Pashas Midrabanon that they're mamish like a married couple. For all intents and purposes, they'll be like a married couple. Mrs. Reuven and Shimon are married even before they do Yibam, even before anything happens. As soon as Reuven dies and Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, so they're like a married couple. It's as if she's married to Shimon. And the man da'amar who holds Ein Zika holds that no, we don't view the connection as being that strong. There's some sort of connection, but it's Ein Zika. We don't form them as being mamish like they're attached to each other. Now, as we'll see in a moment, there's also a tzad to say that maybe when there's one yavam, so then yesh zika, but when there's two yavam, so then ein zika. Meaning maybe if there's just a Shimon, so then when Reuven dies and Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, so being that Shimon's the only yavam, so there's a super connection. Because she's the only one, he's the only one who she fell to, there's a super connection, and there's a tzad to say that maybe yesh zika, but only when there's one yavam. As opposed to when there's a Shimon and a Levi, when Reuven dies and he has two brothers, and now Mrs. Reuven, she doesn't fall to any one specific man. She falls to Shimon and Levi, being that she doesn't fall to one specific person, there's a tzad to say that maybe when there's two Yavams, Ein Zika. So there's a tzad to split it. You could say Yesh Zika, you could say Ein Zika, and you could even split it. You could say that when there's one Yavam, Yesh Zika, and when there's two Yavams, Ein Zika. But again, there's also a tzad to say that there's always Zika. Even by two Yavams, there's a Zika to both of them. That's all going to be the discussion of our Gemara. Now, our Gemara is going to be the Amorayim discussing this Shaila of Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. How strong do we view the connection between Mrs. Ruvain and the Yavam? That's going to be a Shaila in the Amorayim in our Gemara. But the truth is that really it's a Machlekes Tanayim, which the Gemara is going to allude to. It's really a Machlekes Tanayim. One Machlekes Tanayim, it's in two places. One Machlekes is on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara is going to bring it up soon in our Sugya, but it's really, it's later on, Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. So there's a Machlekes Tanayim in the following case. You have three brothers. You have Reuven, you have Shimon, and you have Levi. And you have two sisters, Rachel and Leah. So three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Now Reuven is married to Rachel. Shimon and Levi, they're single. They're both single. Reuven is married to Rachel. And then Reuven dies without having any children. So now, Rachel falls to Yibam, to Shimon and Levi. Classic case of Yibam. Reuven's married to Rachel. Reuven dies without having any children. So now Rachel falls to Yibam, to Shimon and Levi. Shimon goes, and he decides, before anyone does Yibam with Rachel, anyone does Chalitza with Rachel, Shimon goes, and he goes ahead, and he does Kedushin, he does Erisin, he marries Leah, he marries Rachel's sister, he marries the Shemeres Yavam's sister, he goes and he marries Leah. So now Shimon's married to Leah. So now Shimon's really in a pickle. He can't really do Nisuin to Leah, if you're gonna view his connection to Rachel as being something strong, because she's Achay Zikukasai. Leah is, she, being that Rachel is Shimon's Shemeres Yavam, so then Leah is Achay Zikukasai. On the other hand, Shimon can't go ahead, he definitely cannot go ahead and do Yibam with Rachel, because he's married to Leah. He just did Kedushin with Leah. He's married to Leah. So now Rachel is Achis Ishtai. Is Achis Isha. He can't go ahead and he can't marry, he can't do Yibam with Rachel. So the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says that we tell Shimon, wait a moment. You just did Erisin, you just did Kedushin with Leah. Don't do Nisuin yet. Don't do Nisuin. Wait until Levi will go. Levi will do Yibam or Chalitza to Rachel. Once Levi does Yibam or Chalitza to Rachel, that will remove the Zika. Meaning, again, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra holds Yesh Zika. So he gives a lot of credit to this bond that's formed between Rachel and Shimon. Between Rachel and Shimon and Rachel and Leah. But also between Rachel and Shimon. Being that Rachel and Shimon have the Zika, they're like married, so that's why Shimon's stuck in a pickle. He can't finish off his marriage with Leah, and he can't do Yibam with Rachel. He's stuck in a pickle, because he's married almost to two sisters. He's really married to Leah, and he has a Zika to Rachel, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra holds Yesh Zika. So says Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, we tell Shimon, wait, don't do Nisuin yet with Leah. You don't have to divorce her, stay with what you're doing right now, just keep doing, stay where you stay put. Levi will go remove the Zika from Rachel. How is Levi going to do that? He's either going to be Miabim Rachel, or we'll do Chalitza with Rachel. Like that, the Zika with Rachel and Shimon will be removed, and then Shimon could go ahead and finish off his marriage with Leah, and he could go ahead and he could do the Nisuin. So clearly, that Mishnah, Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra clearly holds Yesh Zika. That's why we tell Shimon he has to wait. He's not allowed to do Nisuin with Leah. If Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra would hold Ein Zika, that there's no bond on we don't view them, Shimon and Rachel, as being married, so then there would be nothing wrong with Shimon going ahead and doing Nisuin with Leah. It's only because Yesh Zika that we view Shimon as being somewhat married to Rachel. We view that bond with a lot of weight. So that's why Shimon is not allowed to do the Nisuin with Leah. So that's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. He clearly holds Yesh Zika. Now the Mishnah does not bring anyone that's chaylik, but the Stimas Lashna Mishnah is mashma that this is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. But others will tell you that no, ain't Zika. It seems like the Chachamim would be arguing Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. This was you. The Shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra that Yesh Zika, but others would say that there is Ein Zika, there is no Zika between Shimon and Rachel. So that's one place where we have a Machlekes, Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. It seems that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra clearly holds Yesh Zika, and the Chachamim seem to argue, and they seem to hold that really Ein Zika. Another nafkamin, another place where we find the machlaikas that centers around this shaila of yesh zika or ein zika is a mishnah in Maseches Nedarim on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. There it's discussing the halacha that if a person's wife makes a neder, so her husband is able to undo the neder. If a person, if you hear your wife making a neder, so the husband is able to be made for the neder, he's able to undo the neder. Now the Mishnah discusses an interesting case of Yibam. The Mishnah discusses a case where you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon and Levi, for all intents and purposes, for all we care about, for our sugya, they're single. Shimon and Levi are single, but Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven. So Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven, and Reuven dies without having any children. So now, Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam to Shimon and Levi. Now the question is that if Mrs. Reuven at this point in time, if Mrs. Reuven would make a neder, are Shimon and Levi able to be made for the neder? How much do we view them as being her husband? Yesh Zika or Ein Zika? If we would say Ein Zika, that we don't view them as being husband and wife, so then of course, there's nothing to talk about. Of course, they're not able to be made for her neder. However, if you're going to say Yesh Zika, that we view them as being married, so then we could say that Shimon and Levi could possibly even be made for her neder. So the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer is that Yesh Zika. Being that Yesh Zika, Rebbe Eliezer says that Shimon and Levi are allowed to be made for Mrs. Reuven's nedarim. Being that there's a Zika between them, we view them as being like her husband, and therefore they could be made for her neder. That's the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer. On the other extreme, you have Rebbe Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that no, there's no Zika. And Rabbi Akiva holds even if there's one brother in Zika, even if it was just Reuven and Shimon, even if it was just Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies without having any children, and Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, so Rabbi Akiva holds that there's no Zika, and Shimon, even though there's only one brother, there's no Zika, and Shimon is not allowed to be made for Mrs. Reuven's Nedarim. So Rabbi Eliezer holds one extreme, that even when there's two brothers, he says that there's Yesh Zika, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira as well, who was clearly, he was talking about a case of two brothers, and still he said Yesh Zika, so that's also the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, even when there's two brothers, Yesh Zika, and Rabbi Akiva says the opposite extreme, even when there's one brother, even when it's just Reuven and Shimon, so still we say Ein Zika, and if Reuven dies, so Shimon is not able to be made for Mrs. Reuven's Nedarim. You have a middle shita over there in Nedarim. In that case, the middle shita is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua differentiates between when there's one brother and two brothers. In a case where there's only one brother, where it's Reuven and Shimon, so then if Reuven dies without children, so then if Mrs. Reuven makes a neder, Shimon is able to be made for the neder, because by one brother, Yesh Zika. However, if there's two brothers, if there's Shimon and Levi, so then Rabbi Yeshua says that then there's an Ein Zika, there's no Zika, we're not going to view them as being married, and then they are not able to be made for Mrs. Reuven's nedarim. So that's the background, that's what we're supposed to know already before we go into this sugya, and hopefully that will help to make this sugya very clear. So it says the Gemara like this. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. So Rav Huna quoted Rav. Rav said the following halacha. That Shemeres Yavam Shemesa. Here you have a case. We could just discuss one brother for now. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven. Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven, and Reuven dies without having any children. So now Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam to Shimon, and Shimon never got a chance to do Yibam, not Maimer, didn't do anything. She's just there waiting. Mrs. Reuven fell to Shimon. Before Shimon got a chance to do anything, Mrs. Reuven died. The Shemeres Yavam died. So now the Shaila is Shimon allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's relatives? For example, her mother. Is Shimon allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother? So if it's his wife, if Yesh Zika, so then of course a person's not allowed to marry his mother-in-law. So too, he wouldn't be able to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother. Because for all intents and purposes, that's his mother-in-law. Because if we're going to view him as being married to Mrs. Reuven, so then even when Mrs. Reuven dies, halacha is that Shimon's not allowed to marry her mother. However, if we would say in Zika that we're not going to view them as being married, so then of course, so then Shimon would be able to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother. So what's the halacha? Said Rav, Shemeres Yavam Shemesa Mutter Be'ima. Shimon is allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother, which means we don't view them as ever have been married. We don't view Shimon as being married to Mrs. Reuven, and then when Mrs. Reuven dies, it would be usur for Shimon to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother. We do not say Yeshika, rather we say Mutter Bima. He's allowed to marry. Shimon's allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother. Alma Kesavar Ein Zika, which means that you see from here that the Shita of Rav is Ein Zika, that we do not view Reuven as being, we don't view Shimon as being married to Mrs. Reuven. Now says the Gemara, so we have, this is an Amira, Rav talking, and Rav is saying that in a case where Shemeres Yavam dies, so Shimon's allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother, and meaning clearly he's saying, Ein Zika, V'leima halacha kedivrei ha'aymer, Ein Zika. Why does he have to speak about his own case? Just say that the halacha follows the man, the Amar, who says, Ein Zika. Why can't he just, it's the machlekes Tanayim already. So why not just say that the halacha is like the Tano, who says Ein Zika? So says the Gemara, because I have a Amar Achi, if Rav would just get up and shear, and he would just tell the Talmidim, you should know guys, the Halacha is like the man, the Amar, who says Ein Zika, so that would be very misleading. Have a Amina, I could have understood, and the Talmidim there could have understood, that Hani Mili betray. Now when is it that Rav said Ein Zika? He's referring to the Machlaikis that we're going to have later on Mem Aleph. He's referring to the Machlaikis between Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira and the Chachamim. The Machlaikis between when there's a case of two Yavams, when there's two brothers. So that's when he said, the Allah is like the man Amar who says Ein Zika, that when there's two Yavams, Ein Zika, of a Bechad, Yesh Zika. But you could have understood from that really Rav holds that when there's one Yavam, so then the halacha is that there's Yeshika, which is really the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua in the Darim, that when there's one Yavam Yeshika, when there's two Yavams Ein Zika. So if Rav would have just said in Shir that the halacha is that Ein Zika, so it would have been very misleading. So therefore Rav spoke about a case, specifically spoke about a case where there's one Yavam, where it's just Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies and Mrs. Reuven fell to Shimon, and in this case, Rav spoke out that Shimon is mutter to Mrs. Reuven's mother, meaning Ein Zika, even though there's only one brother. Well, ask the Gemara, okay, so he could have just specified that in the shir. He said, V'leima, he could have said in the shir, Halacha kedivrei ha'aymer Ein Zika afilu b'chad. He could have just said that the halacha follows Rabbi Akiva. He could have just said that the halacha is that there's no Zika, and that there's no Zika even by one Yavam. He could have said a lahedia, just say that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that even when there's one Yavam, Ein Zika. Why did he have to make up his own case? So says the Gemara, because I amar hachi, if Rav would have said in Shir, that Ein Zika, that there's no Zika even by one brother, so you have Yamar Hachi, have Amina, I could have thought that Afilu Mechayim, that that's true even when the Shemeres Yavam is alive. Which means that when Reuven dies and Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, so I could have thought that even when Mrs. Reuven is alive, even while Mrs. Reuven is still alive, that Shimon is allowed to go ahead and marry her mother, because Ein Zika, and so Ein Zika would mean that they're not married, so why can't Shimon marry Mrs. Reuven's mother? It would be Mutter. That's what I would have thought, because if that's really true, that the halacha is Ein Zika even by one brother, so then L'chayra, it should be Mutter for Shimon to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother. So that's why Rav had to speak out that no, it's only if Mrs. Reuven dies, then Shimon's allowed to marry her mother. But while she's alive, so Shimon is not allowed to marry her mother. Now the question is why not? If Rav holds that there's no Zika, even by one brother, if Rav holds that there's no Zika even when there's only one Yavam, and so there's no, we don't view Shimon as being married to Mrs. Reuven, so why is he not able to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother even when Mrs. Reuven's alive? He should be allowed to marry her. To that the Gemara says, Kamash Molan la'achar misa in mechayim loy, that no, he's only allowed to marry her after Mrs. Reuven dies, and what's the reason? What's the reason? Why not? Why does he have to wait? Mishum da'asir levato mitzvas yavamin. Not because of any sort of Zika, there's no Zika. So technically speaking, There should be nothing wrong with Shimon marrying Mrs. Reuven's mother, even when Mrs. Reuven is alive. There should be nothing wrong with Shimon marrying her mother. However, there's a side issue. The side issue is that you're not allowed to be mevatel a mitzvah. If Shimon would go ahead and marry Mrs. Reuven's mother, so now Mrs. Reuven becomes his stepdaughter. It's going to be his wife's daughter, Bas Ishtai, and he's going to be mevatel the mitzvah of Yibum. That he's not allowed to do. So that's why he has to wait. It's only if Mrs. Reuven dies, that's when Shimon would be allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother. But while Mrs. Reuven is alive, he's not allowed to. Not because of Zika, but because there's an Isser to be Mevatel, the mitzvah of Yibam. Ask the Gemara now on Rav's halacha. So Rav just told us that Shimon is allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother. Only after Mrs. Reuven dies. But Lamaisa, after Mrs. Reuven dies, so Shimon is allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother. Ask the Gemara, but tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Yevim Tai Shemesa. In this case, Mrs. Reuven dies, the Yavama dies, so Mutter Ba'achaisa. So Shimon is allowed to marry her sister. Now that's the Chayra, very understandable, even if you would hold Yesh Zika. The halacha is that if a person's wife dies, even if it's his real wife, even though while they're married, so while she's alive, so you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister, but if a person's wife dies, so then he's allowed to marry her sister. So of course that's true also by a Yavama. If Mrs. Reuven dies, so Shimon is allowed to go ahead and marry Mrs. Reuven's sister. But what's the question on Rav? Because it's mashma from the Mishnah that who is Shimon allowed to marry? Ba'achaisa. In. It's true. Yes, Shimon's allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's sister, but be'imalai. It's mashma only the sister, because now Mrs. Reuven is not alive, so that's why he's allowed to marry her sister. But it's mashma only her sister he's allowed to marry, but he's not allowed to marry her mother. So it's a kash on Rav. Rav said that when a Shemeris Yavam dies, when Mrs. Reuven dies, Shimon's allowed to marry her mother. The Mishnah's mashma that when Mrs. Reuven dies, so Shimon's allowed to marry her sister, but he's not allowed to marry her mother. So says the Gemara, Loi, no, you're not making the correct diak. It's hu adin dafilu bi'ima. Really, Shimon is allowed to marry the Mrs. Reuven's sister, and even her mother. Even her mother is mutter. So why does the Mishnah specify a sister? Va'aydi, the Tana, Reisha, Ishtai, Shemesa, Mutter, Ba'achaisa. Because since in the Reisha of the Mishnah, the Mishnah was coming to teach us this halacha, that when a person's wife dies, so he's allowed to marry her sister, and over there it was specific to a sister, Ba'achaisa, and over there was specific to a sister that he's allowed to marry her sister, but he's not allowed to marry her mother. The havilei isur deraisa, that would be an isur deraisa. So therefore, tananami seifa mutar ba'chaisa. So that's why when we speak about the shemeris yavam, the Mishnah's focus is on the sister, even though by a shemeris yavam it happens to be that he'd even be mutter to marry her mother. So there's no kasha from here on Rav. It could be really the Tana agrees to Rav that really once Mrs. Reuven dies, so Shimon's allowed to go ahead and marry her mother. So this was all the Shita of Rav. It was Rav Huna Amar Rav that a Shemeris Yavam Shemesa, when Mrs. Reuven dies, Shimon's allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother, which is another way of saying Ein Zika. Now the Gemara brings the Shita who argues. Says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Amar, Rav Yehuda argues. Rav Yehuda says, and no, Shemeris Yavam Shemesa, Aser Bima, that the halacha is that when Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven, he has a brother Shimon, and Reuven dies without having any children, so Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, says Rav Yehuda, that Yesh Zika, we view Shimon as being married to Mrs. Reuven, Mamela, even after Mrs. Reuven dies, so the halacha is Shimon is not allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother. It's like his mother-in-law, his ex-mother-in-law. So Alma Kasaver, Yesh Zika, you see that Rav Yehuda says that Yesh Zika, that's Hashita, that really Yesh Zika, that we view the bond between the Yavam and the Shemeres Yavam as being very strong, as being like a married couple. So says the Gemara, V'leima halacha k'divrei ha'imer yesh zika. So why doesn't Rav Yehuda just tell us that the halacha is like the man da'amer yesh zika? Why does he have to make up his own case? So says the Gemara, because yav amar hachi, if Rav Yehuda would have just said in Shir that the halacha is yesh zika, so hava amina hani mili b'chad, abo betray ein. Ein Zika. If Rav Yehuda would have said in Shir that the halacha is Yesh Zika, so someone might have thought that he means the paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. He means the paskin that when there's one Yavam, so then Yesh Zika. But when there's two Yavams, so then Ein Zika. That's what you could have thought to say if he would have said it in Shir. However, ask the Gemara, v'hapiki pligi, betray pligi. But we know that there's a machlaikas even by two. So the way the Ramban explains the Gemara's question is that Rav Yehuda could have just said in Shir that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, or the halacha is like Rav Eliezer. He could have said the name of a Tana who holds that the halacha is that there's yesh zika even by two yavams. Being that we have a Tana that says like that, so Rav Yehuda could have just been very explicit in Shir and said that the halacha is, and then fill in the blank. Say the name of the Tana who says the yesh zika, even when there's two brothers, why does he have to make up his own case? So says the Gemara, Ela Yamar Hachi, because if he would have just said that the halacha is like that man Damar who says yesh zika, so have amina mechayim. I might have thought to say that when is it that yesh zika, when is it that we view them as being like a married couple? That's only when the Shemeres Yavam is alive. It's only when the person's alive. That's when we say that they're viewed as being like married. However, La'achar Misa, once the Shemeres Yavam dies, so Ipaka Lezika. So then maybe the Zika goes away, and Mamela would be mutter for Shimon to marry Mrs. Ruvain's mother if Mrs. Ruvain dies, because the death gets rid of that Zika. Kamash Malan, the Zika Bichdi Loipaka. Kamash Malan, I know that the Zika doesn't just go away by itself. It needs Yibam or Chalitza. The Zika doesn't just go away. Even if Mrs. Ruvain dies, that doesn't take away the fact that they were a married couple. And Mamela Shimon is going to be Aser to Mrs. Ruvain's mother. If Rav Yehuda would have just said in Shir that the Allah is like the man Damar who says Yesh Zika, so I would have said in both of the cases that we mentioned, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira or in Rabbi Eliezer's case, so it's always talking about a case where the Shemeres Yavam was alive. We were saying that in Rav Yehuda ben Beseira's case, that Shimon is not allowed to continue and do the Nisuin with Leah because Rachel is there. Rachel is alive in Yesh Zika. So that's why Shimon can't go ahead and do Nisuin with Leah. And same thing when it comes to the Hafaras Nedarim case. When it comes to the case of Nedarim, so Rabbi Eliezer says that Shimon and Levi are allowed to be made for Mrs. Reuven's Nedarim. Mrs. Reuven's alive, so since she's alive, Yesh Zika. But you don't see that even if the Shemeres Yavam dies, that we still consider the Zika to be something, to be worth anything. That's the Chiddush of Rav Yehuda. That's something that Rav Yehuda is showing us, that even if Mrs. Reuven dies, we still view it as if they were married, and Mamela Shimon is not allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's mother. Now says the Gemara that Lema Misayele, say that the following is a raya to Rav Yehuda. The following seems to be a raya to Rav Yehuda that Yesh Zika, because it says Yevimte Shemesa Mutar Ba'achaisa. It says that a Yevama who dies, Mrs. Reuven who dies, so Shimon is allowed to marry her sister. So it's mashma ba'chaisa in be'imolai. He's allowed to marry her sister, but he's not allowed to marry her mother. So that's exactly like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda just told us that also, that when Mrs. Reuven dies, Shimon is not allowed to marry her mother. So the Gemara says that no, hu adin dafilu be'ima. Really, it could be that he's allowed to marry her. That he is allowed to marry her mother. Really, it could be it's not like Rav Yehuda. Va'aydi detana reisha ishtai shemesa mutar ba'chaisa. Since the Reisha of the Mishnah was teaching us the halacha that when a person's wife dies, he's allowed to marry her sister. And over there, we have to speak about his sister. It was Davka Bachaisa. He's only allowed to marry her sister. But he's not allowed to marry her mother. That's an Issa Deraisa. So therefore, Tananami Seifa Mutar Bachaisa. So that's why when the Seifa spoke about the Yavama and mentioned the fact that he's allowed to marry her sister, it doesn't speak about her mother, but really it could be that he's also allowed to marry her mother, and there's no raya from here to the Shita of Rav Yehuda. Now Masa Rav Huna Bar Chiya asked the Kasha. Now we move on. Now the Gemara asks the Kasha on the man de Amar who says Yesh Zika. It's a Kasha on Rav Yehuda, and it's a Kasha from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah on Yedzayin Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah of the Perek. So the Mishnah spoke about the Erva of Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai. The case of Eishes Achiv Shohaya Ba'ilamai is you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven, and Reuven dies without having any children. And then baby Levi is born. So baby Levi is born, and Shimon goes ahead, and he's Miyabe Mrs. Reuven. And Shimon is also married to Mrs. Shimon. So now he has two wives. He has Mrs. Shimon, and he has the Yavama. He has Mrs. Reuven that he's married to. And then Shimon dies without having any children. So then the halacha is that Mrs. Reuven is asr to Levi, als eshes achiv shohaya bay lamai. And also Mrs. Shimon is asr to Levi, als tsaras eshes achiv shohaya bay lamai. And then the Mishnah said, let's say Shimon never did yibam with Mrs. Reuven. Let's say all he did was maimer, he did a kedushin derabanan. So now he's married midirabanan to Mrs. Reuven. So then the halacha is that when Shimon dies, so Levi for sure doesn't have to do anything with Mrs. Reuven. She's eshes achiv shohaya bay lamai. But when it comes to Mrs. Shimon, midar raisa, she's not a tzaras erva bichlal. Midar raisa, Shimon is not married to Mrs. Reuven, and therefore midar raisa, there would be allowed to do yibam. However, being that midar rabbanan, there is a bond between Shimon and Mrs. Reuven because he did mimer with her. So therefore, we don't allow. And in that sense, Mrs. Shimon is a tzaras erva. She's a tzaras erva of someone who did mimer. So therefore, we don't allow Levi, we don't allow baby Levi to do yibam with Mrs. Shimon. Instead, we say that they have to do chalitza and they're not allowed to do yibam. Now, it's mashma from the Mishnah that, and this is only because Shimon did mimer with Mrs. Reuven, that's why Mrs. Shimon became asur and yibam. The reason why Mrs. Shimon became asur and yibam is because Shimon went ahead and he did mimer with Mrs. Reuven, so now that makes it a little bit that Mrs. Shimon is a tzaras erva. So ask the Gemara like this: Maser Rav Huna Bar Chiya, also by mimer umeis. One Shimon does mimer and then he dies. So now Shnia Chaylatzas v'leimis yavemes. So now Mrs. Shimon is only allowed to do chalitza; she's not allowed to do yibam. Now wait a second. Taimu David by mimer. It's mashma. It's only because Shimon did mimer. That's why now there's an iser to do yibam with Mrs. Shimon. Halay David by mimer. But let's say Shimon never did maimer with Mrs. Reuven, so then shnia nami yavumi miyavma. So then it would be mutter for baby Levi to even do yibam with Mrs. Shimon, because Mrs. Shimon is not a tzaras erva ki huza, because Shimon didn't even do maimer with Mrs. Reuven. Now wait a second. Vi amrid yesh zika. If you hold that the zika is something that's very strong, we view it as if they're a married couple. So when Reuven dies and Mrs. Reuven fell to Shimon, so Shimon is like he's married to Mrs. Reuven. So if so, Havyalei, Mrs. Shimon is like a tsaras eishes achiv shohaya bay lamai bezika. She's also a tsaras erva midrabanan. Even without the maimer, she's a tsaras erva midrabanan, because she's a tsaras erva to Mrs. Reuven, who's like she's married to Shimon al yedei the zika. If you hold ye zika, so then even without maimer, it should be also for Bibi Levi to be miyabim Mrs. Shimon. And the Mishnah's mashma, it's only if Shimon does maimer, that's when we have this iser. Why is it only if they do mimer? If you hold yesh zika, there should be an iser. There should be an iser no matter what. So says the Gemara in Achanami, Amar Rabbo Hu Aden Daaf Agav Dul Avi B'Maimer Shnia Michatz Chalza Yevumi Loi Miavma. In Achanami, even in a case where Shimon did not do Maimer, even if Shimon did not do Maimer to Mrs. Reuven, the halacha is going to remain the same, that baby Levi is not allowed to be Miabe Mrs. Shimon, because like you said, she's a Tzaras Erva through the Zika. Ah, so why does the Mishnah speak about Maimer? V'hadikatani Maimer. That which the Mishnah spoke about a case where Shimon did maimer to Mrs. Reuven is la'afuke mi beis shamai. It's because the Mishnah is coming to show us not like the shita of beis shamai. Which beis shamai? The amri maimer kaina kinyan gamer. The shita of beis shamai is that when Shimon does maimer to Mrs. Reuven, so that's maimer works mida araisa, it's a kinyan gamer, and Shimon is married mamish, he's mamish married to Mrs. Reuven. In which case, Mrs. Shimon is a full-fledged Saras Erva, she doesn't even require Chalitza. Kamash Malan, that's what the Tan is coming to teach us, that no, even in a case where Shimon does Maimer to Mrs. Reuven, still Mrs. Shimon requires Chalitza, because Maimer is not really Kaina, it's only a Kedushin de Rabbanan, and really Midaraisa, Mrs. Shimon is not a Saras Erva, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. But really with regards to whether or not baby Levi is allowed to be Meyabim her, whether or not he's allowed to be Meyabim Mrs. Shimon, so that even without the maimer, if you hold Yezika, even without the maimer, there would be a problem for Levi to be miyabe Mrs. Shimon. Eisve Abaye asked the Abaye now another kasha, and it's really the same question. Just here, with the Mishnah, we got out of it. The question that we asked from our Mishnah is that it's mashma from our Mishnah that in a case where Shimon did not do Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, and Shimon dies, it's mashma from the Mishnah that baby Levi is allowed to be Miyabim Mrs. Shimon, and if you hold Yeshika, so how is that okay? So the Gemara got out of it by saying that no, Huadin. Really, even in that case, it's Aser. However, Eisve Abaye, it's not true. I have a braisa that says mefirsh in such a case that it's mutter for Levi to be miyabe Mr. Shimon. It says shnei achin ba'olam echad. You have two brothers in the same world, meaning you have Reuven and Shimon who are alive. Umeis achin mehem b'loy vlad, and Reuven who's married to Mrs. Reuven. Reuven dies without having any children. Va'amad asheni azel lasis maimer b'yavimtei. Shimon who's married to Mrs. Shimon. Shimon goes to do maimer to Mrs. Reuven. He starts heading over to the house. And he never got a chance to do Maimur until baby Levi was already born. Umeis and Shimon died. So Shimon died before doing Maimur, and now baby Levi is in the picture. So the halacha is Harishaina Yaitza Misham Eishas Achiv Shahaya Ba'ilamai. Mrs. Reuven, she goes out scot free, doesn't need Gibam Chalitza, nothing, because she's Eishas Achiv Shahaya Ba'ilamai. Vishnia, whereas Mrs. Shimon, Ay Chaylatzes, Ay Miss Yavemesh. She could either do chalitza with baby Levi, or they could do yibam. So it's lahedia that Levi is allowed to be miyabim Mrs. Shimon. In such a case, being that Shimon never did maimer with Mrs. Reuven, so Mrs. Shimon is completely mutter. She's not a tzaras erva bichlal, and therefore Levi is even allowed to be miyabim her. Now wait a second, ask Abaye, v'amr yesh zika, and if you're going to tell me that we put a lot of weight onto this zika, and we say that they're like married, they're like a married couple, so then wait a second, havulei tzaras eishes achiv shohei b'olami b'zika, so then how is baby Levi allowed to be miyabe Mrs. Shimon? Mrs. Shimon is a tzaras eishes achiv shohei b'olami through the zika. So you see from here, a kasha on Rav Yehuda. It's a kasha on Rav Yehuda who says, yesh zika. L'maisa, this braisa seems to be mefurish that ain't zika. To which the Gemara says, ain't a chanami. Says the Gemara, ain't a chanami. You found a braisa that's clearly going that ain't zika. However, says the Gemara, that's not shver, because hamani Rabbi Meir he. If you look at that Tosefta inside, so the braisa says that it's Rabbi Meir talking. It's Rabbi Meir, he's the one talking in that braisa. He's the one who says that Levi is even allowed to be, that he's allowed to be miyabe Mrs. Shimon. So that's Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir, we know, is the Amar ain't zika. We know that the sheet of Rabbi Meir is that ain't zika. That's why Rabbi Meir allows Levi, baby Levi, to be miyabe Mrs. Shimon. But in a chanami, if you hold yesh zika, utaka biyasser, that brisa is not shver, that brisa is going like Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir holds ain't zika. However, ask the Gemara, you're telling me a fact that the shita of Rabbi Meir and Shas is that ain't zika? Ask the Gemara now a question on this assumption, on this line. This that we want to say that Rabbi Meir shita and Shas is that ain't zika? Ask the Gemara, umisfir leil Rabbi Meir ain't zika? Is that really true? The shita of Rabbi Meir is that ain't zika? But we learned in the Mishnah, it says arba achim, it says that, and again, stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So the assumption is that this Mishnah is the shita of Rabbi Meir. And the Mishnah says like this, that you have arba achim, you have four brothers, you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, four brothers. Shnayim mehen nisuim shtei achiyos. And two of them are married to two sisters. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. Umeisu hanisuim achiyos. And Reuven and Shimon both die. They both die at the same time, they both die the same day, they're both dead. And so now Rachel and Leah fall to Levi and to Yehuda. Now the problem is that each one is a tzaras, is Achay Zekukasai. Rachel is Achay Zekukasai of Leah, and Leah is Achay Zekukasai of Rachel. So each one is Achay Zekukasai. So says the Mishnah, the halacha is being that each one is Achay Zekukasai, Harei Elu Choltzais V'loi Misyavmais. So therefore, Levi and Yehuda, neither of them are allowed to do Yibam with Rachel and Leah. Rachel and Leah are Aser to both of them. They're both Aser to both of them. Instead, they have to do Chalitza, because each one is an Issa D'Rabbanon of Achay Zekukasai. Tiku Kasai. That's what the Mishnah says. And Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Now says the Gemara, if we're assuming that this Tana is Rabbi Meir, V'isal Kadai Tachsav Rabbi Meir Ein Zika, if you're going to tell me that the Shita of Rabbi Meir and Chas is that Ein Zika, so then what's the problem over here? Why can't Levi be Miyabim Rachel? Yehuda can be Miyabim Leah. There's no problems. It's not Achis Ishtai. It's not a problem of Tsaras Achis Ishtai. There's no Isser over here. Hamishtei Batin Ka'asyan. They're coming, they're coming from two different houses. They're coming from two different brothers. There's zero Isurim going on over here. There should be nothing wrong with Levi marrying Rachel and Yehuda marrying Leah. They're coming from two different brothers. What could possibly be wrong? Highly Yabim Chada, Vahili Yabim Chada. Let one be Miyabim one of them, and the other will be Miyabim the other one. Levi can be Miyabim Rachel, and Yehuda can be Miyabim Leah. If Rabbi Meir Shita is that Ein Zika, so then there's no Isser of Achay Ziku Kasai, and there should be nothing wrong with both of the brothers performing Yibam in this case. And the Mishnah says, not like that. So how could you tell me that Rabbi Meir Shita is Ein Zika? If Rabbi Meir Shita is Ein Zika, so why is the Mishnah strict that they have to do Chalitza? So it says the Gemara La'ilam Ein Zika. No, really Rabbi Meir Shita is, like we said before, Rabbi Meir Shita is at Ein Zika. So what's the pshat in the Mishnah? If Rabbi Meir Shita is that there's Ein Zika, so why can't Levi go ahead and be Miyabim Rachel and Yehuda Talaya? Why can't they do Yibam? Says the Gemara, because Mishum Dekasavar Aser Levato Mitzvah Sivamin. The reason why we don't allow them to do Yibam is because through one of them doing Yibam, he might actually end up being Mevato, the Mitzvah of Yibam. Meaning what? The Dilma Ad Miyabim Chad, maybe if one of them goes ahead and does Yibam, let's say Levi goes ahead, and he's Miyabim Rachel. So Levi goes and he's Miyabim Rachel. So all that's left now is for Yehuda to go and be Miyabim Leah. That's a problem, because maybe after Levi goes and he's Miyabim Rachel, so Mayis Idach, maybe Yehuda's gonna then die. Maybe Yehuda's gonna die, v'kabadalta mitzvah sivamen. And through, it comes out that through Levi, be Miyabim Rachel, so Leah is not gonna get anything done to her. There's not gonna be Yibam, there's not gonna be Chalitza, he's gonna be Mavato, the whole mitzvah from Leah, because really Yehuda was gonna go ahead and do it, but Yehuda now died. And Levi can't do anything to Leah, because it's Achis Ishtai. It's Achis Isha. It's the Erev of Achis Isha. So through Levi going ahead and being Miyabim Rachel, he might actually come to be Mavato, the mitzvah of Yibam, and that's why the Tana says that we don't want either of them to do Yibam, we want both of them to do Chalitza. Not because Yesh Zika, not because of Isser of Achis Ziku Kasai. It has to do with the Isser to be Mavato, the mitzvah of Yibam. However, ask the Gemara, wait a second. V'i ein Zika, if Rabbi Meir Shita is that there is no Zika, so Tivato, so what's wrong with being Mavato Mitzvah Sibam? Now, it doesn't seem like there's any sort of connection between these two halachas. If you hold ein Zika, or if you hold there's a mitzvah or no mitzvah, that you're not allowed to be Mavato Mitzvah Sibam, so there's not really intrinsically any connection between the two, but the Gemara assumes that the man, the Amar, who holds ein Zika, will also hold that there's no problem to be Mevato Mitzvah Zibam. Not because the two halachas are connected, but because we know the Rabbi Gamliel Amar Ein Zika Umata Levato Mitzvah Sivamim. It's because we know that there's another Tana who holds Ein Zika, whose name is Rabbi Gamliel, and we know that his Shita, when it comes to being Mevato Yibam, is that it's Mutter to be Mevato Yibam. So since we know that Rabbi Gamliel Shita is at Ein Zika, and Rabbi Gamliel Shita is also that it's Mutter to be Mevato Yibam, so if you're telling me that Rabbi Meir holds Ein Zika, the Gemara for whatever reason assumes, difficult to know why, but the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Meir should also hold that it's okay, that it's mutter to be Mavato Yibam, and if so, we still do not have a good explanation for the Mishnah about the Arba Achen. Now, how do we know that Rabbi Gamliel Shita is that it's okay, that it's mutter to be Mavato Yibam? It's not like we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Aimer, Rabbi Gamliel said that in Me'ana, Me'ana, v'mloi Me'ana, tamtina chetagdo, v'teitze ozu mishamachis isha. So what's the case? And then we'll read it back inside. The case is like this. You have Reuven and Shimon, who are brothers. And Rachel and Leah are sisters. And Reuven is married to Rachel. And Shimon is married to Leah. Those are the only characters in this story. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Rachel and Leah are sisters. Reuven is married to Rachel. Shimon is married to Leah. The monkey wrench in the story is that Leah is a katana. which means that Shimon's kedushin to Leah was not a kedushin to Araisa. It was her mother, her brother that married her off. Shimon's marriage to Leah is only a kedushin to Rabbanan. She's a katana, and she got married off by someone else, not her father. And her kedushin is only midrabbanan. So now Reuven dies without having any children. So now Rachel falls to Yibum to Shimon. Now on the Daraisa level, Rachel is completely mutter to Shimon. She's not Achis Ishtai, because Shimon Midaraisa is not really married to Leah. On the other hand, Midarabanan, Shimon is already married to Leah. And if so, Rachel is Achis Ishtai. So we don't want him doing Yibum with Rachel. So what's the halacha? So says Rabbi Gamliel like this. Says Rabbi Gamliel, Im Me'ana, Me'ana. If Leah will do Mian to Shimon, so then she does Mian. Now it's like Shimon was never married to Leah. And Mamela, Shimon could go ahead and he could be Miyabim Rachel. There's nothing wrong. However, if the Imlay Me'ana, if Leah doesn't want to do Mian to Shimon, she actually likes him, she wants to stay with him. So then the halacha is tamtin acha tagdil. We don't want Shimon to get rid of Rachel right away. Instead, we tell Shimon, wait until Leah gets older, wait until she's a gadol, wait until she's a gedayla, and then they'll be together. Now they'll be married midaraisa, and now that they're married midaraisa, v'teitzei halazu misham achis isha. So then Rachel will go out scot free, because then she'll be achis ishtai. Then Shimon will be married midaraisa to Leah. And Mamela, Rachel will go out scot-free. So Reb Gamliel clearly holds that there's nothing wrong with being Mavato Yibam. What do you mean? It comes out when Leah gets older and Shimon is together with her, and now they become married Midaraisa, he's being Mavato Mitzvah Yibam from Rachel. And still Reb Gamliel has no problems with that. Reb Gamliel is perfectly fine with being Mavato Mitzvah Yibam. So you see that Reb Gamliel holds it's Mutter to be Mavato Mitzvah Yibam. And if so, Rameir also. Rameir, who says Ein Zika, he should also hold that it's mutter to be mevato mitzvah yibam. And so what's the pshan in the mission of the Arba Achim? To which the Gemara says, Amar Lei, says back to him, what are you talking about? The Rabbi Gamliel, other Rabbi Meir, Karamis, you're asking a stirrup that because Rabbi Gamliel holds that it's mutter to be mevato mitzvah yibam, so therefore it has to be Rabbi Meir Shita as well? Who says? Rameir's argues. Rameir holds Ein Zika, and he holds it's also to be mevato mitzvah yibam. In a Chanami, Rabbi Gamliel holds it's mutter to be mevato yibam, but Rabbi Meir's chalik, or Meir holds it's aser. What was even the half amina? So says the Gemara, loy, no. Hachi kamina. This is what we meant to ask. We weren't just asking that stam, if Rabbi Gamliel held like that, then that must be what Rabbi Meir held. Says the Gemara, what we meant to ask is like this. That it comes out that Rabbi Meir chayish afilu l'sveika. It comes out that the machleksim are very extreme. Rabbi Meir is chayish even for a suffix of a bittul of a mitzvah yibam. Meaning Rabbi Meir said by the case of the four brothers that we don't want Levi to be miyabim Rachel, because then maybe Yehuda will die and it's going to come out that Levi was mevato yibam from Leah. So there's a suffix bittul mitzvah yibam, and Rabbi Meir is chayish for that. And Rabbi Meir says that they're not allowed to do yibam because maybe he's going to end up being mevato mitzvah yibam. And Rabbi Gamliel afilu levadai lo chayish. And Rabbi Gamliel, he's the opposite extreme. And he says that Shimon's allowed to wait until Leah is older. He could just wait until Leah is older. He could then be together with her so that they'll be married midaraisa. And then Rachel will go away. And Rachel will go away scot-free. So he holds that it's even mutter biadayim to be mevato the mitzvah of Yibam. Could it be that the machleksim are so extreme? That's what the Gemara's question was. To which the Gemara says that that's not shver either. Maybe taka. Maybe dilma man delay chayish afilu levadi lay chayish. According to the man damar who holds that you're allowed to be mevato mitzvah Yibam, it doesn't matter if it's a vada or a suffix. You're allowed to be mevato mitzvah yibam, and that's what Rabbi Gamliel shita. Uman de chayish afilu lesveika chayish. Whereas Rabbi Meir who holds that there's a problem to be mevato mitzvah yibam, he holds that the problem is even in the case of suffix. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with saying that they have such a machlekes. Memela, there's nothing wrong with explaining the mission in Arba Achin that it's going like Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir holds Ein Zika, and still there's a problem for Levi and Yehuda to perform Yibam with Rachel and Leah, out the concern of being Mevato the mitzvah of Yibam.